All right, so for those who use Crash Plan, and I want to apologize in advance for the extra fan noise, I'm using a chill hub, chill mat, for my MacBook Air. Now, I am trying Crash Plan out for a month. I paid for a month subscription, and I did not renew it because, you know, just in case, well, there is no just in case. I like Crash Plan, but there are some things that aren't accessible in it. Now, one of the big ones is I cannot see the backup progress of whatever file. I don't really want to go to the menu bar all the time. The, what is it? Backblaze launcher? All the time. I don't want to do that. So, let me show y'all what I'm seeing. Those of you who use Crash Plan. Let me show y'all what I'm seeing in the menu. In the main window, rather. So I'm going to go to my dock. I'm running OS 10.5 and 10.10.5. So let me show you what I'm seeing here.
Calendar.
Whoops.
Contact. Crashline. Open. Crashline. Crashline.
It's already open. So I'm going to go to my very left.
Text.
And I have to kind of fiddle with it.
Text. Crashline Central.
Crash Plan Central. That's a clickable link.
Text. Backup running. 11.2 hours remaining.
Backup Central. Sorry. 11 point whatever it was hours remaining. And then I have, after that, the thing that shows what destinations I can back up to, if any, which I don't have anything else right now.
Text. Free. Text. Friend. Free. Image. Text.
Ah.
Free. Text. Another computer. Free. Image. Text. Image. Text. Folder. Free. Image. Text. Free. Text. Users. 353,919 files.
Now it comes with the files, 300 and, what was it?
353,919 files.
353,919 files, and the size?
61.7 gigabytes.
61.7 gigs.
Image, text, volume greater than music greater than 1 gigasecond. 5 files, 211.8 megabytes. Image, text, 1,078 files, 8.7 gigabytes. Text, 11.3 gigabytes. Change button.
Now I have the change button, which will let me, I'm not going to hit it, which will let me change my backup stuff to backup.
Total 366,795 files, 74.5 gigabytes.
And then the number of files that I have. So I'm slowly adding my music drive, my 4 terabyte music drive right now. I'm adding the smallest stuff first, that way it just gets done and out of the way. Wrong direction to go, but so as you can see, there is no backup progress on the main tab. Well, there is, but I can't see the file. If I go to Crash Plan Central,
text. Press Crash Plan Central.
And give it a minute, okay.
Crash Plan. Overview. Red. Cloud storage. Cloud storage. Press cloud. Table. Row 101. Crash Plan Central. Undo changes. Dim button.
I'm not going to undo any changes.
Scroll area. Interact. Text. Progress.
I have progress.
Text. Backup running. 12.5 hours remaining.
Backup running 12.5 hours remaining. And.
Space order. Automatic. Space order. Space used. 36.8 gigabytes. Compact button.
And I can compact the thing if I need to. But I'm not going to. I'm not going to prune the archive just yet.
Internet address.
And then the internet address.
Remove backup archive button.
I'm not going to remove the backup archive. Now,
stop.
To get out of this,
over.
I have to
close button.
I have to hit close.
QuickTime Player. Dot. Con. Crashland. QuickTime Player.
Hit,
audio recording. Window. Stop recording. Button. Crashland. Crashland. Window.
And then hit Crash Plan again in the dock. So.
Window. Crashland busy. Crashland ready.
Whoops.
Text. Text. Backup running. 12.5 hours remaining.
So backup running. 12.5 hours remaining. Yeah. And if I click that, nothing happens.
Text. Text. Backup running. Text. Interact with text. Interact with text. Remaining. Hours.
There's no way to click that, by the
Stop
way.
Interacting with text. Image. Text. Text. Image. Text. Friend.
Yeah. There is absolutely no way to click this. I've looked in the item chooser. I've looked in everywhere that I can think of to do this. So, I'm going to exit to Crash Plan.
Stop interacting. Close.
Overall. Now, let me actually go to the Settings tab with Control S.
Scroll area. Scroll area. Full minimize button. Scroll area. Text. Text. Backup. Image.
Let's try that again. Oops.
Stop it. Undo changes. Dip.
There we go.
General. Backup. Tab. 2 of 5. Press backup. Selected. Network. Tab. Backup. Scroll area. Interact. Backup. Run. Always pop. Verify 1. Contents days at 3 a.m. Now. Configure. Advanced settings. Configure button. Backup sets. Enable button. Enable.
Oh, where is it? Oh.
General tab. Wi-Fi. Press general.
If I go to general.
Backup. Sarah's MacBook Air. Content selected. Enable. User. 60 minutes. 90% CD. 90%. 10%. Launch menu. Launch button. Press launch button.
I'm gonna launch the menu bar.
Launch menu bar.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna launch the crash plan menu bar.
Launch button. Show full pads on backup. Checkbox. Show full pads on backup tab.
Show full pads on backup tab.
Checkbox. Language.
Which actually works. Language is automatic.
Save.
Get I'm
button.
Gonna. Oh well, I can't really save it. So.
Undo. Launch menu bar. Backup tab 205. General. Selected. Close button.
I'm gonna close it.
QuickTime Player.
I'll go to my Finder.
Finder. App.
Go to the extras.
Menu extras. Crash plan menu bar. Menu
go to crash plan menu bar and control click.
Menu.
And
about 12.6 hours left at 5.1 Mbps. Crash plan central. Sending. Users greater than six greater than tapes. Identify greater than jail private lesson takes 1990 2001 greater than take 04 greater than 01.mp3 54% interactive.
And I can view that. I can view it that way, but I don't really like doing that. So I'm gonna quit that.
Pause. Menu extras. Menu extras.
And
QuickTime Player.
Yeah. So hopefully there is a way to view the backup status in the main backup window because I can't find it. And even the crash plan documents. Yeah. The reason I'm getting confused is because I just switched services. So even the crash plan app doesn't show this. So but the documents say that it should, and I can't find it anywhere. So anyone who uses crash plan, advice?
Stop recording button.
Take care.